This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. My people on the East Coast, my people on the West, my people in the North, the mountains, the plains, the farms, the peaks, the valleys, the oceans, the beaches. Wherever you might be, thank you for tuning in. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. Thank you for being here. Man, we only here for one more hour. Time flies. It really does fly when you're having fun. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? Well, besides the way you're tuning in right now, you can listen on the Odyssey app if that's not where you are. You can listen in live on your local radio affiliate, wherever they broadcast the Infinity Sports Network. And if you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have talked about a lot. Thank you oh so much. Earlier in the show, we had a chat with Jason Staples. Covers all things North Carolina. He says he believes Bill Belichick is on his way to North Carolina. He thinks that they're going to consummate the marriage. Well, I guess you do that after you get the deal done. Anyway, he thinks they're going to be matching up, all right? Also, speaking of matching up, the New York Yankees have handed out an eight-year contract, $218 million to left-hander Max Fried. You can imagine that that contract is probably going to age well. He is not a flamethrower. He's out there throwing curveballs all over the place, so congratulations to them. We talked about how the Philadelphia Eagles have won nine straight games, but they have controversy because Brandon Graham doesn't know how to shut the hell up. Cincinnati Bengals, well, they beat the Dallas Cowboys last night. They're still alive for the postseason. Don't think they're going to go. Unfortunately, Joe Burrow, his house was robbed while he was playing in Arlington last night. His house back in Ohio, they robbed him. Earlier today, we learned that Caitlin Clark was named the Time Athlete of the Year. There's just so much that has gone on since we were here yesterday. A lot can happen in 24 hours. We all know that. If you want to be a part of the show, easy. Call up 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I just told you about the New York Yankees picking up Max Fried. He now joins a rotation of Rodon, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, who just won Rookie of the Year, and also Gerrit Cole. The New York Yankees are figuring out how to spread around that money, despite the fact that Juan Soto said, no thanks, you got to allocate those funds somewhere. And Max Fried so far was a recipient. Largest contract ever given to a left-handed pitcher. New York Yankees are like, hey, if we can't win with the bats, we will try to win with the pitching. A matter of fact, Brian Cashman, he spoke since word broke that Juan Soto didn't want him, Brian Cashman said, "What do you want from me? We did all that we could do."
I think he loved being here, to be quite honest. And in the end of the day, we competed and went above and beyond I would have ever expected us to get to try to give him the choice to stay. But ultimately, he made a decision to go somewhere else. And, you know, staying in New York City, unfortunately, and playing with the Mets.
Yeah, well, I like how he initially said he went. He decided to go somewhere else. Yeah, he went to the New York Mets. I'm like, come on, man. You got to be that. I don't want to say dumb. You got to play that dumb. You want to stomp on the Mets just like they don't exist. We know where he went. You know what they went. You might as well admit it. Max Fried, newest Yankee, $218 million over the next 8 years. I told you about Monday Night Football. Cincinnati Bengals come out on top over the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately, even though the Bengals did some winning 27-20, Dallas Cowboys didn't know how to return a punt, didn't know how to block a punt, didn't know the rules, didn't know any of that. The Cowboys, we know they're cooked for the season. Mike McCarthy pretty much, Mike McCarthy told us as much last night. He's like, look, season's slipping away. Yeah, we're probably done.
Just do the math. You know, obviously, you know, we're not even back to even. You know, we're still in a hole. We need a tremendous amount of help, is, you know, just being Captain Obvious here. So, I mean, it's just one of the things we had to have this one.
Yeah, speaking of obvious, the Cincinnati Bengals is still alive, too. They're 5-8. And Joe Burrow, despite leading the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns, he has 33 of those, and being on a losing team, Joe Burrow was asked about, you know, winning this game last night against the Cowboys and the fact that they're still alive and they could run the table. Joe Burrow was just like, whatever.
I mean, it's nice to win. You know, obviously we're still not where we want to be. It's a nice win, but potentially meaningless.
You know what's meaningless? A football game. I mean, in the grand scheme of life, I know for Joe Burrow that the game might be meaningless if they don't go to the postseason. Joe Burrow was in the news today. You want to talk about meaningless? It was reported while he was playing football, winning against the Dallas Cowboys last night, that I guess his girlfriend, Olivia Ponton, called up or pulled up to his house last night while he was playing. Because why not? If you're a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, I guess you date guys who make $55 million a year. Must be nice to have the mansion to yourself while he's at work in another state. She pulled up, and apparently Joe Burrow was robbed. His home was burglarized. Terrible. A matter of fact, listen to this. This is the model's mom and her, courtesy of WLWT. They got the 911 call.
Someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should be going outside.
Does someone trying to break in?
Yes. She said someone was in the house.
Someone broke into my house. It's like completely messed up.
Wow. Wow. We all know what happened to Patrick Mahomes. His home got burglarized about a month ago. Kelsey's house got burglarized. And it's tough, man. Wow. It's just not good. They told all these guys, get security, get dogs. And they said this crime ring. Hickey, do you understand maybe somebody from this crime ring is listening to us right now? Do you think about that?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess they could be.
Yeah.
Doing some reconnaissance.
Follow sports, right?
Huh.
They said that they're nonviolent. They don't want to go in anybody's house when the house is, you know, people are there, no occupants. They're scouring public records. They're, you know, looking out to see, they're scoping things out by being delivery people. And man. Hickey, if you're Joe Burrow, you got to move now, right? You don't stay in that house. I said the same thing with Kelsey. I said the same thing with Mahomes. You can't stay in a house after you've been robbed.
I get it. And, like, what do you...
You're going to move.
Mahomes, right, yeah. He built, you talked about before, all like, you know, the basketball court, everything he's got. Like, he has all these personalized things. You can't just get up and move.
Yeah, you can. You just get another house. What are you talking about?
You put all that work in. What if you get security? Get a guy. Get a few guys.
With kids? You got a wife.
With guns. Load them up on the street and say, come on down.
You got a wife and kids at the house now, man? I don't know. I could not sleep comfortably with my wife and my kids in a house that got robbed. I couldn't. I'd have to move regardless of how much money I put in. I'd have to move and then get security. More security.
But if you move, are you actually helping the problem? They're going to find you, it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you move to a more secluded property. Look, anybody could be found, right? Anybody?
Right.
You think so? Anybody could be found.
Anybody can be found.
Yeah, but if you move to a place that has more security, maybe people could know where you live, but they don't have access to it, you know? Those places do exist. No place on earth is, maybe most places are not impenetrable, but you got better odds of protecting yourself and your space and your privacy. Gated communities, we have those. We have plenty of places, man. I don't know.
I mean, I'm assuming Kelce, Mahomes,
lived in
Burrow.
gated communities.
You would think, right? I mean,
not necessarily.
I don't know.
Ugh, it's scary stuff.
Very.
Yeah, be safe out there, people. Like, I know the biggest story today surrounding Joe Burrow wouldn't be the fact that he's one of the best quarterbacks on an ass team this year. It's the fact that his house got broken into. I love how the model says they broke into her house. Hickey, you think her name is on anything?
I would venture to say no.
Must be nice,
just
right?
Just a guess.
Must be nice. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tampa and talk to C. C, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me well? Okay.
Yeah, loud and clear. What's going on?
Okay, beautiful. Listen, well, first of all, just a quick side note. As far as security goes, this guy's making $55 million, and he can't hire security to take care of his complex? The Steinbrenners used to have secure. No guys, ex-cops working there doing that kind of stuff. That's what I do kind of anyway. But anyway, getting to Juan Soto. You know, I don't understand all this hype about him. The guy hit 288. He didn't hit 380. He didn't hit 300. He batted behind Judge, who had a great year. I mean, I'm not saying he's a good player. He's a good hitter. He's an average to below average fielder. He's not a good runner. He doesn't run the bases well. He doesn't steal bases. He's got a good arm, but $760 million for this guy? 15 years? Come on, really? And all the hype about the greatest player, you know, once in a generational player, I don't see it like that. Do you? How do you see it?
Well, I see him as I'm not, you know, there's quote unquote more than one way to skin a cat. And so you can simply look at his batting average and just go, oh, my God, only a 288 hitter. In an era right now where Major League Baseball players, we got guys in the majors who are all-stars batting 220 and 230. And all people care about are home runs and all of this other crap. Juan Soto. Okay. Is a step above everybody. What also makes him amazing isn't necessarily what you want to find to be his 288 average and the fact that Judge was batting behind him. He gets on pace at a ridiculous clip. And I'm not someone who likes to sit around and bandy about new age statistics. I'm pretty much straightforward. What's your batting average? You know, how many runs did you drive in? When are you getting on base? What do your walks look like? Well, that's what he does. He is a complete player when it comes to being at the plate. He gets on base. He drives people in. He is not afraid. He's been a phenom. He's won a World Series. Let's not forget, outside of anything that Steven Strasburg did back in 2019 for Washington when they went out there and won a World Series, him or Scherzer, like Soto was one of the driving forces offensively. He was 19 years old. And so he is consistent. He is steady. If you want to argue the fact of paying him for 15 years, then certainly go ahead. But over the next bunch of years, what is a down year for Soto? What batting 260, getting on base 45% of the time, driving in 90 runs? I pretty much have a good idea of what he's going to do. And that's few and far in between for guys who you're going to sign. And given his skill set, I think he's always going to be able to get on base and at least put the ball in play. And that's something that a lot of baseball players don't do at all. I'm not mad at the deal. Anybody could argue 15 years. I think the Mets know that. Everybody knows that. Is he going to be good for 10? Yes, probably. Sure. What's he going to do another on top of that? Who knows? Nobody knows. But it's not that. It's not that big a deal, I don't think.
Well, like I said, I've been Tony Gwynn, Carew, Boggs, guys that could hit, not these 280, 270, guys that had all kinds of skills.
Yeah, no, but we can't, Tony Gwynn is the best hitter that I've ever seen in my life. I'd be ridiculous to compare anybody to Tony Gwynn. Given the current era of baseball, today. Mm-hmm. Would you say there's a comparable player when it comes to putting ball in play, getting on base, than Juan Soto? Does he have a comp currently in the game?
Well, I mean, Judge goes through these little spurts, but
it's a yes. Sir. We can go down the list of closer. Okay.
I didn't say he wasn't a good player. He's a very good player. I don't know about a great player, but he's an excellent player. And you're right. For today, he's the man. Today. He's one of the men. But I just don't see this guy. They're talking about he's going to be a DH in 4 or 5 years. A DH? That's it? To make all that kind of money? I don't know, man.
I'm not so sure. He plays every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up. There's no problems. There's no issues. He gets on base. He's clutch. He just helped take another team to the World Series. He's few and far in between. And, let me check again. By the way, he is only 26. He just turned 26.
26. Yeah, right. Like I said, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see, but I don't know. A team you play with, you go to the World Series with them, you got a good deal with them, you leave for an extra $50 million. I know it sounds like a lot, but when you're making $760 million, what the hell is $50 million?
Well,
I don't get it.
Hey, sometimes.
Remember Robinson Cano?
Yeah, he went to Seattle and suffered. Yeah, well, he also was a drug user. Here's the thing. Well, he also decided to do drugs and ruined everything up in Seattle.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying, the guys that split New York, it doesn't always work out good for us. I don't know why he wouldn't stay with the Yankees. But
He's staying in New York. He's just in Queens now. Not that big of a deal.
I know that.
This is what we don't know. We can always look at the dollars and the cents. We don't know the intricacies of why. We don't. It might be the money. It may not be. We never know. That's for him to share or not share. Maybe one day we find out. Maybe we won't. See, thank you for calling from Tampa. Appreciate you. Yeah, I don't know. It's not like, we got to chop him down. Oh, well, if he would have stayed with the Yankees for that money, what is he now? Not worth it? Come on. Well, why did the Yankees give him $760 million? He's not worth that. But why? Because he went to the Mets? Now it's the worst thing ever? Oh, he's not that good. Hey, sign me up every year. What is a bad year for Soto? And I get it. When he ended up being traded over to San Diego, people looked at him and said, he's not doing what we thought he would do. Oh, he's 280. What's a bad year for him? 280, 30, and 90? Like, sign me up for that for the next bunch of years with a guy on base who's not afraid. Sign me up. Consistency is the key. Since he's been in the league, 19 years old, come on. Been doing it since he was a young guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of young guys, we're going to take a break. I'm going to talk about a few young guys who are eligible. They're finalists for the Heisman Award. And then we're going to talk about, forget a guy, we're going to talk about a woman. Yeah, this woman just won Time Athlete of the Year. You probably know her name already. Take a guess who it is. I'll tell you on the other side if you don't know. You're locked in. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we just talked about Juan Soto. That's a young guy. Just got paid $765 million, 15 years. Let's talk about some other young guys. They're about to get paid. They're about to go into the NFL. They're also Heisman finalists. We found this out late last night. And then also, not to not be inclusive, we also found out the Time Athlete of the Year. I'll tell you who she is in a second. Let's get these Heisman guys out the way. And my apologies to Dylan Gabriel and Cam Ward. Y'all ain't winning a Heisman. Sorry. Those are two of your four finalists. Sorry. It's going to come down to Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanty. And the voters are going to really have to decide whether or not they want to go with the two-way star or they want to go with the man who's just wrecking or potentially wrecking the record books. Let's be real. Ashton Jeanty is Boise State. If he was not on this team, forget a Mountain West. We would not be watching this team with the bluegrass. We would not. And Travis Hunter. And he might be the most dynamic, a two-way star that we've seen. Maybe we'll see in the NFL. I know we can look at Deion Sanders and, oh, he's coming back and he's returning. And this is tough. The more that I think about it, I think they might give it to Travis Hunter. I think they might. Or maybe everybody's more enamored with the guy who's been able to run his school and his team to a playoff. I think it's a toss-up. It's real tricky right now. Ashton Jeanty, he was on with Michael Parsons, and he explained why he should win the Heisman. Listen to this.
You go week by week, you watch the film. By week four, I wasn't seeing anything less than 8-man box. So that means the whole defense, every single week is geared towards stopping me, and they still couldn't. Some, they might have, you know, slowed me down, but I won't even say that because some games I just didn't play my best, which is human nature. But I just feel like there's that, and then people want to talk about the conferences, okay, whatever. But, you know, when I played in ranked games, you know, against ranked teams, I put up big numbers against them and proved that it doesn't matter who that I'm playing against. You know, I'm a great player on the field. And then just for us to, you know, win the conference, not only that, but, you know, make history and bring Boise State to their first ever playoff appearance. I mean, I feel like there you go. Like that was the final check box.
Like, forget what you heard. I'm about that action. He sounded like Marshawn Lynch. It's true. Everything he said is accurate. He's a one-man wrecking crew. And that's why I'm trying to think about who should win or who's going to win. It's such a toss-up. I changed my mind. Like every minute, every time. Travis Hunter, he was on the pivot, and he talked about what winning the Heisman would mean to him.
What player you know could play receiver, and the game plan is about you on the offensive side of the ball, and then you go to the defensive side of the ball. Game plan is still about you. You've never seen a player like me.
What would it mean to be the Heisman Trophy winner?
I know I'm going to break down and cry. I did it for my family. I'm the first to go to college. I'll be able to take care of my family for the rest of my life.
Hickey, I'm leaning Jeanty, and then every now and then I go, but how do you not give it to Hunter? But if I had to put a bet down, I don't feel strongly about it. I'm going with Jeanty.
The odds would not be in your favor. Well, I guess they would be in your favor. You get good odds and win good money if he wins, but the odds are heavily in Travis's favor. I'm with you. I would vote Ashton Jeanty as well, and look what he... And thus, Boise State were able to accomplish. They went to the college football playoff this year. They have a first-round bye. And like Jeanty just said in the clip, everyone knows he's getting the ball. You know, Boise State's quarterback, their receivers are not great. So it's not like, oh, man, you have so much to worry about, and he's just a benefit of that. He is the offense. And he, in the one game he played, or two games, if you will, if you want to count UNLV when they were ranked in the Mountain West Championship game, in the two games he played against ranked opponents, UNLV and Oregon, performed insane. You know, just shy of 200 yards rushing against Oregon, over 200 against UNLV to lead his team to a Mountain West championship. He's the offense. And here they are sitting there as a 3 seed in the college football playoff because of him. Yeah. That, to me, is Heisman worthy.
Yeah, he is the team. And you could argue, and it's a solid argument, that Travis Hunter is the team for offense and defense. But when you got Shador throwing you the ball, I don't want to minimize the impact of a wide receiver or a corner. I don't know if it's the same when you are just all the offense. Like, I can find a wide receiver. I can find a solid corner. And is it going to make too much of a difference, you know, for Colorado if I got them a B wide receiver or an A wide receiver? I don't know. It's just, you could kind of make the same argument, Hickey, but I just feel like doing it as a running back is there's so much more of an impact. Like he just said, he got eight people looking at him going, I'm going to tackle him, and nobody could do it.
And Travis Hunter was great, and again, it's an individual award, right? But I feel like it has morphed into team success having a part of it. Travis Hunter was great last year. But like, it's not like he's exponentially better this year compared to last year. He's still a great, great player on both sides of the ball. But he didn't really change that much in terms of how great he is last year to this year. And while Colorado
the team was success.
Yeah. Right. And Colorado's good this year, but he was just as good last year, and that team was 4-8.
Yeah, but yeah, nobody was going to correct.
So, like, you could argue, like, how much
of an impact?
Like, how much, right, is he actually impacting wins and losses?
They improved the overall defense as well as the offensive line, and thus they had the team success.
Right.
Reasonable. Yeah, I don't know. I still, Vegas can say that the odds lean in his favor. I still look at it as more of a toss up. That dude is different. Gentry is different. To know that we're going to hand the ball to him and they can't tackle him, they can't bring him down, that's a grown man playing against kids. That's in essence what that is. We'll find out soon enough who walks away with that Heisman. Sorry, Dylan Gabriel, you ain't winning. Cam Ward, well, damn it, he knows he's not winning. A free trip to New York. Congratulations. And anyway, somebody who did win something, and they don't win nothing but the designation. I don't think there's any money being passed around. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark, your Time Magazine Athlete of the Year. Just change the game. That's it. Highest attendance this, highest grossing this. You know, the players now get to fly around on private planes instead of flying commercial because of her. And everybody can whine. They could complain. They could do it all. She has been a driving factor. And of course, there are people who came before her. Of course, there are others. But she's the tip of the spear. And she's being recognized as such and for such. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark, the Time Magazine Athlete of the Year. And she spoke to Time, of course. And Caitlin Clark reflected on her favorite moment from this year, 2024.
When I started my last college season and not knowing if that would actually be my last season, whether I was deciding to come back to college or turn pro, and now sitting here like I'm done with my first professional season and so much has happened, and whether it was, you know, making the national championship game or getting the Fever back to the playoffs since 2016, there's just a lot to be proud of. And it all happened so fast, like it's hard to appreciate in the moment and kind of understand in the moment, but it's been fun to reflect on.
Yeah, she said, by the way, she's trying to stay out the spotlight. She's not participating in that off-season basketball league. I don't know what the hell it's called. I should know, right? My job. I think it's called Unrivaled or something like that. Hickey, I think that's what the name is. Oh, by the way, did you see the new team out in the Bay Area, the Valkyries, the WNBA?
I did. They just had the expansion draft, what, last week, this week?
Yeah, and Toronto has a team as well. What are they called? The Pace? No, what do they call it?
The Tempo.
Yeah, I called them Pace. Their logo looks like the Pacers. I don't know.
Toronto Tempo. Nice alliteration there.
Toronto Tempo. Yep. And the fans, the team is good. The fans are going to show up in Toronto. So it's good to see the expansion of the WNBA. I hope that they can start generating, making some money over the next few years. Hopefully this is a launching point. No, they still don't make no damn money. The NBA is still supporting them. But it's good to see some change. It's good to see some attention. Caitlin Clark, your Time Magazine Athlete of the Year in 2024. Not bad company. The man who won Athlete of the Year in 2023, just some guy named Lionel Messi. And so not bad company for Caitlin Clark, as she has probably a whole hell of a lot more years in front of her. Can't wait to see what she does as she gains more experience and gets stronger. And good for her. Good for her. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, we took a look back at what Caitlin Clark did this year. Time Magazine did. Us here on this show, we're going to take a look back at a bunch of things that took place this day in sports history. It has been December 10th, 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hickey, what? Sugar Shane, is he fighting Jake Paul next? Is he old enough?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know if he reaches the age requirement. I don't know. What a world. What a world. What a world. What a year. What a year. Caitlin Clark, Time Magazine. Hickey, what's the alternative? Who else could have won it? Like Ohtani, maybe? I don't know, right? Anybody else have a good year?
Ohtani, I'm trying to think basketball-wise. Did anyone have,
no,
like,
nobody, nah.
Football, 20, this season's still going on. That's tough. It's like a weird time.
She really was the most impactful athlete here in 2024. She was. I don't think anybody, even from a on a global scale, I mean, there's Vinny Jr. Most people in America wouldn't even know who he is. In Time Magazine, I think they certainly take into account international, but it's an American publication, so of course it's going to be skewed toward the United States of America. I couldn't think, is there another athlete in North America who's had the impact that she's had? I'd venture to say no.
I guess the only person that could rival her would be maybe Simone Biles with how she finished off her career at the Olympics.
Right, this was the Olympics, yes.
But that's also a short run, right, just a few weeks versus what she did both at the end of her college career at Iowa, and then obviously in her first pro year, had a lot of different games under her belt to kind of show off.
Yeah, you'd have to let me know when Simone Biles is starting up a gymnastics league that people want to watch all year, okay? I'm just saying. Does it... And you know, gymnastics is interesting. The reason why has to be demand. If we can have televised gymnastics, U.S. nationals and what have you, I certainly know that college athletic competition, every now and then I kind of go, oh, gymnastics is on TV. Oh, it's college. And I know gymnastics, they tour. Hickey, did you know they tour? Like coming off of the Olympics, they go on arena tours. Like Simone Biles and four, five, six other USA gymnasts will tour the country in arenas. Did you know that?
No idea. Really? It's pretty
wow.
Cool.
Yeah, they do arena. They capitalize off the moment and the time being in the spotlight in the summer, and they go on tours. And my thought process is, and I don't know. Well, I mean, look, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, we know what moves. Why can't we have gymnastics? No, are there not enough athletes? Do we not have Americans? Enough American athletes? Like, what is the people not care? Like, what's the deal?
I think a lot of it is people don't care. I think also people don't care because they don't know the rules.
Oh yeah,
which 10, you don't know what you're looking at, right?
10. Like she wobbled 9, right? Isn't that what it is? I don't know.
I don't know either. I know I could see a wobble for sure. Can I see a missed foot placement that, takes 0.2 of a point off? Probably not.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you don't know what you're looking at, I feel like the Olympics are nice because most people don't know what they're looking at. But it's still fun, country pride. To have that grow as a sport where we're actually watching and consuming, you got to know the rules.
Yeah.
Got to know what you're looking at. And I just don't think enough people, including myself, don't have no idea what we're looking at.
Yeah, I don't know. The floor dance. What them things called? Balance beam, bars. I don't know.
The rings, yeah, too, right? Yeah, they did the rings.
The ring. What do they call? They got a name, right? I don't know. The spinning rings. No, I don't know.
I thought it was just the ring. I don't know. Again, I'm not well versed enough in gymnastics to know.
Neither one of us. Did you ever do the closest thing to gymnastics I did was a tumble. Do you ever do any of that stuff?
No, I could. Couldn't even tell you the closest thing I've ever done to gymnastics. I went to one of those bounce houses, trampoline park, I guess. That's probably the closest thing I've ever done anything gymnastics wise.
There was a point in time, I don't remember what, this is all my years in school are all combined. There was a point where they were teaching us how to like role and all this other stuff. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, this is a waste of time. Like, this is, I don't know how early or how late I was in school, but it was enough for me to just go, what is this? To see if I can roll in a ball? Like, at this point in my life, I don't even want to get on the floor right now. They want to teach me to roll in a ball? Hickey, if I was on fire right now, I wouldn't want to stop, drop, and roll. I'd be thinking about my knees and my joints and my back. So I'm going to, I don't know what's worse, being on fire or my joints hurting for the next months. I don't know.
Holy, you're in a bad spot here. If you got to think, man, I am getting right now literally lit up on fire, but I'm not going to do the only thing that can help me because, man, my joints might hurt for the next month. You got to get Hickey, surgery. You got to get something going on here.
I don't want to hit the floor for nothing.
You need help. My God, 35 going on 89.
Yeah, not even to hit the floor. No, sir. I find a fire extinguisher and light, well, kind of douse myself before I drop on the floor and roll. I could feel the pain. No, Anyway, wow. I'm just saying. I don't want to feel that
Stay
pain.
Away from anything flammable, then. That's all I got to say.
Look, I'm in the studio. I am literally 6 feet, about 8 feet away from the nearest fire extinguisher.
You're good.
Yeah, I'll be okay. Not that anything in here would go up in flames unless I did it myself, but I don't think that'll be the case. I think I'm fine. I think I'll be fine in the future. Forget the future. Let's think about the past. It's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is December 10th. The year is 2024. But if we go back to December 10th, the year 2006, LaDainian Tomlinson, he broke Sean Alexander's record for touchdowns in the season with the number 29. The Chargers beat the Broncos 48-20. LT had 3 touchdowns on that day. Listen to this, courtesy of the NFL.
All right, 67,000 fans now have a chance to be a part of this. And the handoff to Tomlinson. Left side, and he will gallop into the end zone. Charger fans are witnesses to history.
The kid from Rosebud, Texas, you done good. Wow, what a player, what a person. Special moment, never been done. And think about all the games that have been played, Josh.
Yeah, LaDainian Tomlinson, he actually finished that year with 31 total touchdowns. He had 28 on the ground. He had 3 receiving. And that touchdown record, 31 by LaDainian Tomlinson, it still stands today. He broke Sean Alexander's record of 29 and then surpassed it back in 2006. December 10th, the year is 2010. George Karl, he became the 7th coach to reach 1,000 career regular season wins in the NBA. The Nuggets beat the Raptors 123-116. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the NBA.
8 seconds away.
Yeah, some fans here.
That's nice. That's classy. Toronto
congratulating
fans.
Him. Joining Don Nelson, Lenny Wilkins, former Raptor coach Pat Riley, Jerry Sloan, Phil Jackson, and Larry Brown as the only coaches in the NBA with 1,000 or more wins.
Class act and one of the good guys in the business. And good to see good people get the justice.
123-116. George Karl has win number 1,000 in his career.
George Karl ultimately finished with 1,175 victories. That's a lot. Now he's on Twitter, which is, follow him. He says some, let's just say he doesn't hold his tongue about anybody or anything. How about this day, December 10th, 2016? Lamar Jackson, he won a Heisman. 3,390 yards passing, 30 touchdowns, 1,538 yards on the ground. There's so many numbers here. 21 touchdowns on the ground. How could he not win a Heisman? Listen to Lamar Jackson's speech.
To the Heisman voters,
I'm truly honored and humbled to be 2016 Heisman Trophy winner. To be able to stand up here like all the other former Heisman Trophy winners. I'm extremely proud to represent this class and the University of Louisville with their first Heisman Trophy. I'd like to extend my appreciation to the Heisman Trust and all the people. This tremendous award for making this an experience of a lifetime, and I remember for the rest of my life.
Man, he's such a good dude. I want to see him win the Super Bowl. It ain't gonna happen this year, but one day I want to see it. That's the first thing he said when he got drafted by the Ravens. After he won a Heisman, he's like, "Listen, folks, I'm here to win a Super Bowl. That's why I'm here in Baltimore. One day I hope it comes true." Yeah, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. What a show. We talked about Max Fried, the New York Yankees, not getting Soto, but giving Max Fried $218 million over the next 8 years. We got into Bill Belichick, a possibility that Belichick moves on and goes to the University of North Carolina. Thank you to Jason Staples for coming through and joining us. If you missed that conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Joe Burrow. Listen, people, everybody be safe over the holiday season. This is the time. This is really the time that people just go out here and get to thieving. So be safe out there in every regard. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, Hickey, you're holding it down tomorrow, right?
You know it.
Anything else? That's it? No? Where do people find you and all that good stuff, Hickey?
Ryan underscore Hickey, the number 3 on Twitter. And make sure you're listening 6 to 10, as you always do, right here on the Infinity Sports Network, Monday through Friday.
And we'll be back, what day is it? Together on Thursday, right?
Thursday, that's right. We'll finish off the week strong.
Yeah, finish the week off strong. All the time. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, is done. If you've missed a minute, you missed our conversation with Jason Staples, you missed us talking about Joe Burrow, you missed us talking about Caitlin Clark, it's all real simple. You just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Make sure you check out Hickey tomorrow and check us out together again on Thursday. The JR Sport Brief Show is done here on the Infinity Sports Network. But don't go anywhere because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Be safe, be cool, be smooth. I'm gone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Ryan Hickey.